The President of the United States goes to CAT, going to Caterpillar in Peoria, and he's going to be speaking there today. And we're joined this morning by Al Hubbard, Assistant to the President for Economic Policy, Director of National Economic Council. And
we're delighted to have you with us.
I'm delighted to be with you. You know, I grew up listening to WLS in Jackson, Tennessee. Can you believe y'all reach all the way down there? Every night we'd listen to y'all. And there was some famous disc jockey, I cannot remember his name, who played the tunes, and we absolutely loved it.
Let's see. At night?
At night, yes.
Maybe Art Roberts. I don't know.
It would have been 40 years ago.
Well, you know.
Whoever it was, we loved him.
That's good.
So, wait a second. You were in Jackson, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Can you believe y'all were reaching all the way down there?
Well, aren't you also from Indiana?
Yes, ma'am. And I was telling my wife, I was talking to y'all. She grew up in Lafayette, West Lafayette, Indiana. She said she listened to WLS growing up.
You know what? I don't know whether we should talk to you today because of the Colts and the Bears. This is going to be ugly. This conversation could go south here.
Well, I just want to, you know, I already commiserate with y'all. I know it's going to be tough to lose.
Wait a second.
It's going to be tough.
I thought this was going to be a friendly conversation.
But the better team will win. Now, Rex Grossman's from Bloomington, Indiana.
We know that.
You know, you're just trying to cause trouble, Al.
I am reading in the Chicago Tribune today the definition of a Hoosier. Do you know what that is?
No one knows where that word came from.
Well,
a lot of people say you go from door to door. Who's there? Who's your?
I'm looking at an 1867 edition of Harper's Weekly.
Yes, ma'am.
And they say the term arose as a term of contempt to denote an awkward, uncouth, or unskilled fellow.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know where that came from.
Well,
that doesn't describe Hoosiers today.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to scan that to you.
Well-educated. Debonair.
Yeah.
But fantastic football player.
Oh. You know.
We'll talk Monday, okay?
I want you to tell me, since you are the assistant to the president, that would be the president of the United States.
Yes, sir.
For economic policy. You'd be the best person to answer this question. The wages of Americans are going up, according to the latest reports. Inflation is low. Unemployment is low. Interest rates are low. Oil prices are down. Steel producers' profits are going up. What's wrong? Is there anything wrong?
You know, this economy is very, very strong. I mean, you know, we've created over 7.2 million jobs since 2003. Unemployment rate's 4.5%. In Illinois, it's actually 4.1%. I mean, your economy is doing fantastically.
Just like the Bears.
Pardon me?
Just like the Bears.
Just like the Bears. That's exactly right. Y'all have really done fantastically. You know, we're winning the NFL, but, you know, that's just about as far as you're going to get. But anyway, back to the Illinois economy. And, you know, Caterpillar is a great illustration of what makes Illinois so strong economically and what makes America so strong economically. You know, Caterpillar has taken on the best in the world. And has successfully competed against them. Over half their products they manufacture in the U.S. are exported. They employ, I think, 40-some-odd thousand people in the U.S., 17,000 in Peoria, and very high-paid jobs. They just build fantastic equipment. And, that's what makes America so strong.
You know, I have a question. You may not have the answer to this, but you could direct me to the right person. If Caterpillar can produce this big equipment that we see people riding around on all that big earth-moving stuff and rock hauling stuff, and they produce that stuff here in Peoria and the United States and ship it around the world, and everybody sends their money over here to buy that, why can't Detroit do the same thing with passenger cars?
That's a focus right now.
Well, that's a very, very good question, and I think that's a real tribute to Caterpillar, because they figured out how to do it, and General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler are working hard to figure out how to do it as well. But it shows that with the right kind of leadership and the motivated employees and well-designed products that American companies can be very, very successful. And, Caterpillar is one of the successful ones, but we have many, many successful companies here. You know, exports have been growing dramatically in the U.S., and that's because we, as the president says, we can, if it's a level playing field, we could outcompete anyone. It's just like the, what I say about the Indianapolis Colts.
But, you know, it, before it used to be the economy stupid. Everything was the economy stupid.
Yes,
now
ma'am.
you hear very little in the media about the economy. If they do a report on it, it will get 3 seconds, maybe 5 seconds, maybe a little segment on some particular facet of our economy.
You're absolutely right because, you know, the press doesn't like to talk about the good news. They only like to talk about the bad news. I guarantee you if, you know, the unemployment rate shot up by 2 or 3 tenths of a point, it would be front page. But, you know, as the unemployment rate continues to drift down, as we continue to create, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs every month, you know, the media just does not pay attention to that. They, you know, all they want to talk about is when things turn south. And the good news is, you know, the president inherited a recession. He immediately had the 01 tax cut, followed by the 03 tax cut, put more money into the American people's hardworking American people's hands. Those folks know how to invest it. They know how to spend it. They know how to save it. And the result has been a spectacularly growing economy that's created so many millions of jobs and an unemployment rate of 4.5% that gives, you know, people the comfort to know that if they're unhappy in their current situation, that there are plenty of jobs out there for them to find, and that's what makes this economy so vibrant and so strong.
Yeah. I'm curious. You say that the media ignores the good news and only plays on the bad news. So when the Bears win the Super Bowl, we're not even going to see anything in the paper about that.
Oh, I love the underdog role. I love that. Bears love that.
Yeah. I'm curious. What do you do when you meet with the president? Do you just sit down and talk numbers? Is that basically it?
Oh no, we talk about, you know, we obviously I'll explain to him why he should support the Indianapolis Colts, but then after we get past that, by the way, I don't know who he is supporting, I'll let him talk about that. But then we talk about the big issues facing the country, like energy and like health care. You know, as you know, in his State of the Union last week, he laid out a health care reform proposal that we believe very strongly would be very beneficial to the country. It would open up health care to those who currently do not have insurance. It would make it much more affordable. It would make it much more affordable for everyone who works for employers that don't provide health care insurance.
Intriguing plan.
I've heard from, you know, the press likes to write that the Democrats have written it off. That's an editorial in today's USA Today. That, you know, I've talked to a number of moderate Democrats who are open-minded and want to start a discussion about, you know, how we can address the big health care concerns, and they appreciate the fact that the president's put together and proposed this innovative idea.
But
what it would do is it would make health care much more affordable for every single working American, even Americans who don't pay federal taxes, because everyone would get to deduct not only their federal income taxes but their payroll taxes. And you know, for someone who doesn't pay any income tax, that is buying family coverage, they would get a $2,250 reduction in their payroll taxes to help them buy health insurance, and that is a huge help.
I have a question that combines both political and economic theory, and you'd be the person to answer this, L. Hubbard. There are a lot of people on the campaign trail today who are talking about eliminating, if they're elected, especially from the Democratic side, eliminating the Bush tax cuts, which essentially would be a tax increase. Tell me, in the simplest, easiest to understand terms, what would be the economic effect of a tax increase?
Well, you know, I think we have empirical evidence from all over the world that when governments raise taxes, the economy slows down, because governments do not spend money nearly as wisely as individuals. Individuals are much better at figuring out where money should be invested, at figuring out, you know, where money should be spent. And the result is, if you leave more money in the hands of the people who actually earned it, the economy will grow much faster, the standard of living will go up, And in the long run, and this is the sort of counterintuitive point, in the long run, the government will actually collect more revenues because a stronger economy at a lower tax rate will produce higher revenues if the economy is that much bigger. And if you look at what's happened to us, you know, when the president's tax cuts went through with the recession, revenues declined, and you know we had a very large budget deficit. But since then, since the recovery began in 2003, revenues have dramatically increased, have been much higher than anticipated, like $100 billion per year more than anticipated in general, and the deficit is now this past year was around $260 billion, which was the goal the president set for 2009, and we achieved it 3 years early, and that's because of this strong economy. And by the way, the important thing about, you know, what the president believes in, government does not create jobs. Government does not create a strong economy. What creates a strong economy is allowing the American people, the American entrepreneurs, the hardworking Americans to do what they do best, which is, doing their jobs, creating new companies, being innovative, being resourceful, and the result is a spectacularly growing economy.
I want to ask you, what did you do to celebrate Milton Friedman Day yesterday?
You know, he was truly a remarkable, remarkable man. You know, it's amazing.
Yes, indeed.
A guy that never held public office, the impact he had not only on America but on the entire world. You know, what he started talking about in the 1950s, you know, and at that point was thought of as crazy, radical, you know, makes no sense. Is today accepted, you know, principles of economic growth. And the good news is that economies all over, or governments all over the world have subscribed to this and recognize that when you allow economies to be flexible, when you keep taxes low, the result is economic growth and higher standards of living. That's the important point. Economic growth leads to higher standards of living for everyone, and that's the goal of this president, and that's what Milton Friedman wrote about.
Well, yeah, I want to tell you,
wonderful man.
I've enjoyed our talk this morning, Al Hubbard, every bit of it, except for that really disagreeable part about the Colts.
Yeah.
All right. Come
Monday.
Why don't you invite me Monday morning on at the same time, and
we'll
review the game.
Excellent.
I know that
you're on, Al Hubbard.
You're going to be hiding.
On?
Yeah,
okay. You're on. Monday. All right, we'll talk the X's and O's on Monday morning.
All right, but I mean, will you have handkerchiefs and Kleenex and, you know, will you
I am
be
predicting
able to speak?
You are going to be hiding someplace under your desk.
I think
unavailable.
You have to wager something on this.
I'm ready.
Well, you're a money man.
what should we wager? I will wager you a T-shirt from the
a POTUS T-shirt.
If you win, I will wear. If you send it to me, I will wear to senior staff Chicago Bears hat.
I love that. That's worth it.
Chicago
will you
Bears.
Paint half your face orange and half your face blue?
Well,
and strip to
come
your
on,
waist.
Al.
But if we win, I mean it's not even an if.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I will send you a Colts hat. And you will have to wear it. Are y'all ever on TV there?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Then you wear a Colts hat on TV.
We will.
All
and
right.
We'll post a picture on our website, too.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
but
the
we're
bet.
Not. We have two heads instead of one.
Okay.
So
that'll
that'd be two hats.
Yeah.
Two
gonna,
hats. That'll be two hats.
Two hats. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good talking to you, Al.
Al, we'll talk to you Monday.
Monday, if we can find you. I know you're going to be hiding, but we'll try to get a hold of you.
Sackcloth and ashes and all.
Hey, thanks.
Good talking to you. Al Hubbard, Assistant to the President for Economic Policy, Director of National Economic Council.